1-0.
Where you want to hit it from, but you still have to get it over and keep it low enough to go into the corner. There is some class on there. There's a nice little bit of touch on there from Ashley Westwood. Class, culture. He feathers that over the wall. Bends it nicely in there. Brady, no chance. Beautiful goal from Ashley Westwood. Such a class from the captain.
Welcome once again, my friends, to the party time that never ends. It is the Charlotte Soccer Show, and we are here for a Thursday recap. I don't know if we've ever done a Thursday recap before, but we're doing it now. And it's your guy, Danny Brams. Thanks to everyone for joining. Everybody jump in. Now's the time to do it. Thanks to Mr. Cookout. I see a banger. Yes, you do, Mr. Cookout. We did just start the show with a banger. Charlie Dunbar, the king, is in here. What's up, SR Dunbar? We love you. And, of course, our good friend, the youngest man on the Charlotte media scene, Mid-City Soccer Vlogs, doing his thing. Glad to have you on board as well. Mr. Paul, I am here. You see only me right now, but I'm not alone. I have a friend. Johnny was busy. Danny Brackets was busy. Maddie Geslin was busy. They all had something going on. So I said, who can I talk to? Who can I bring in to offer some unique perspective, some touch of class? Maybe, what do they say? A woman's touch, perhaps? They say, you know, what's a great guy without a great girl? My great friend, Bridget McCall from the Queen's Pitch podcast is here. Bridget, welcome. Your second appearance, I think, on Charlotte Soccer Show, and I could not be more pleased to have you. Thank you.
Thanks. I don't know about class, but I am a woman's touch, so there we go.
Yeah, you're not exactly the classiest, but that's why you're my friend. Ash Hamrick says, form is temporary, class is permanent. I like that. Now, you did get kicked out of a youth soccer game this past weekend, right? So maybe you're not the classiest. I'm not sure.
No, I kicked myself out. Let's correct that. I chose to evict myself from the game before I got. You know, they say don't, you know, wreck yourself, you know. So I got out of there before exactly. I did.
Chickadee, checked yourself before you
wrecked yourself. I checked myself before I wrecked myself. Yeah, and my dad ended up having to bring my daughter home. So, yeah.
That's what dads are for. So we are so happy to have people. I see a bunch of people jumping in to watch. That's great. We got a lot to talk about. Justin Reynolds in the chat says, was really hoping Pat would pick up another goal. Important couple of months. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Westie's banger again, obviously, that won it. We're going to hear from Dino. We're going to talk about the win streak. We're going to talk about the fact that we got to play again in like about 48 hours. LA Galaxy's come to town. We're back at the Fortress. I cannot wait. Going to be amazing. As you know, the Charlotte Soccer Show is no longer partnered with Hot Fly, but we're still big Hot Fly fans. And so I'll probably be pregaming there on Saturday. Hope to see as many of y'all as are possible. And one of the best things about having Bridget here is Bridget on Wednesday was out in Matthews at the Crown Legacy game watching Ben Bender put on a show, and we're going to hear from Ben Bender and get your perspective on that as well, Bridge.
Yeah, it was a great time. At first I was kind of like, am I really going to do this? You know, I'm going to miss the game. It kept getting delayed. But after I got there for about 10 minutes and Bender scored, I knew I made the right decision.
Mm-hmm. So there's a saying that we have in the TV business, at least my little corner of the TV business, which is play your best stuff all over and over again. So we started the show with the Westie goal. What do you say we watch it again?
Let's do it.
On the hour here in Chicago, Ashley Westwood! The crown captain captures the hearts of the Piedmont. 1-0.
Where you want to hit it from, but you still have to get it over and keep it low enough to go into the corner. There is some class on there. There's a nice little bit of touch on there from Ashley Westwood. Class, culture. He feathers that over the wall. Bends it nicely in there. Brady, no chance. Beautiful goal from Ashley Westwood. Such a class from the captain.
Brady, no chance. Jay Blaze in the chat. What's up? Thanks for the let's go there. We love to see it. I was saying, Bridget, as we saw the goal here, what I love is just the curl. And we talked about, you know, we've seen how Ashley was involved in the Wells Fargo golf tournament in Charlotte last week, and he was hanging out with Rory McIlroy. This is like This is pure like curl. Like he's got spin control. I know you're a golf fan. This almost looked like a beautiful little like a punch shot that just like drops and lands perfectly on the green, huh?
It definitely looks like some of Tiger Woods' layups up there. Watch this curl.
Watch it how it go. It stop and then it just stops and drops. It's so beautiful.
Right through his hands too. Right through the goalkeeper's hand.
Right. Yep. Perfect. Exactly. Nutmegged him. I love it. I absolutely love it. We love Westy. You're like Westy's best friend, right? Like you actually talk to Westy, like, and he talks back. So like, what did you send any congratulatory messages to the captain after, you know, from the Queen's pitch?
I did. I've taken to where I send him encouragement every game. So game day, I send him a little message in the morning, give him a little pep talk. I don't know if he wants it, but I always give it to him. So I'm always like, you're going to score today or not. I sent him a message, bangers only. He always sends me back the Popeye arm. So he's good to go. He's ready.
He's strong to the finish because he eats his spinach for sure. We're at a quote teed up from Ashley in just a minute that sort of speaks to that. And I want to hear more from you on that. But first, let's get the meat and potatoes quotes here from Westy and Dean Smith about what they thought about the goal. The fact that it came from a free kick, you know, we love to give post-game reaction and analysis and sound here on the show. So here's the instant reacts from the crew.
That's my range. So I've just had a text from Yeri, and he said, there you go, Skip. So usually it's that's my range inside there. Anything outside there, I've not got the power to do it. So luckily it was everything fell right tonight, and I knew as I stepped up I had a good chance. So. Thankfully, it went. I've been practicing with George as well. So, to be fair, George can take the assist for that.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, and I keep telling him about passing the ball into the net, and he actually passed the free kick into the net. So, it was a really good finish. I blamed him for JP's free kick in the first half because he's the more experienced player, and he allowed him to shoot from 45 yards, which was the wrong decision. But he made the right one at the end, and really pleased, you know, with his goal.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Carol.
Woody said that we should start calling Chicago not the Windy City, but the Westy City. What do you think?
Well, hopefully I don't move here. I'm not coming here. I'm staying at Charlotte. So keep that one away.
Okay. And Dean liked to say that was a pass. That wasn't really a goal. So I don't know what's going on with you guys.
Well, I heard Nathan in my ear shouting, just pass it in, Westy. So they all know it's my range. So it was just, thankfully, it's just, Some go in, some don't, and thankfully this one went in. I think my last one was 2013 at Old Trafford, so it's been a long time.
Now, I think Carol fact-checked him on that and looked it up. It actually was 2014, not 2013. You can check out Carol Walton's timeline for that video. Love a great reporter like Carol always. Thanks to people who keep jumping in the stream. What's your reaction to those sound bites, Bridget, when you hear the guys talk about such a special moment?
I think it was awesome. I didn't realize he scores when he's in Chicago, so that's awesome. Yeah. I think the best thing that I like about it was that he said he's not going to move to Chicago, so you can't name it after him. We're stuck with him here.
Who would leave Charlotte for Chicago? That's lunacy. Exactly. That's madness.
He said we're going to have to deport him if we want him to leave. Otherwise, he's here. He's good.
So he got the text from Yeri. Did he get the text from Bridget?
He did. And the cool thing is he messages right back. So like I'll send him a message like maybe 10 minutes after the game's over, and usually it's like, way to go, or thank gosh you didn't get a yellow card. I like to give him a hard time about that. And he'll message me right back within like 10 minutes. It's pretty cool how he does it. So he loves the town. He loves the city and he loves the fans.
The captain's got to take care of the fans. And of course his wife, Becca, has been a guest on your show. So there's a little bit of a relationship there for sure.
Oh, she's excited too.
Becca's amazing, you know, obviously. How about this from Charlie Dunbar, great friend, tremendous friend of our show, who says that, next free kick goal in 2034, you know, he does it every 10 years, just keeps getting free kick goals. I wouldn't mind it being a little bit sooner than that personally, but wow, as my light goes out here. I guess I'll just go without a light. I do think that he might play till he's 2034, right? He's already on the record of saying he wants to play till age 40. And here's a soundbite related to that, because he said he's feeling like he's back a kid in his 20s again.
This is what I'm built for. I feel 21 again. Honestly, I come back from an ankle injury. And like I said, it's last year. Last year, I got injured early on last year, which I always knew was going to happen, because after a big injury, you do generally get another one. So. But I've worked hard. TK was phenomenal with me. And like I said, all the staff here are outstanding with me. they sort of trust me to do my own thing now, as much as hard work I am. But like I said, I feel amazing again, and long may it continue.
I'm going to quote a good friend of mine, Robert Earl Keane, when I say it feels so good, feeling good again. I mean, you'd love to see that smile on his face.
Right. I don't know about 21. 21's a little stretch. But, you know, he has a son, and his son scored two goals last night, too. Becca messaged me earlier. So his son scored, and then he scored. So maybe in 10 years we'll see his kid out there.
Yeah, footballing family. Just quick side tangent. Would you go back to age 21 if someone came to you and said, snap your fingers, you go back to 21 and you can do it all?
If I knew what I know now, yes. I had a good time when I was 21.
Yeah, so
I was living it up. I was going to the Masters. I was doing good times.
Yeah, well, that's why you're the NC Tiger girl.
You know, the parenting responsibilities. When
we first met, you said your handle was NC Tiger girl. And I was like, is this like some crazy Clemson fan or what's the deal there? But no, it was about Tiger Woods, which is pretty cool. So,
right, and I might change it to, I might change the I to a Y now with Tiger Smalls. You never know.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Penny Smalls, another friend of both of our shows, for sure. Let's, you know, we'll look at the goal again because, I mean, why not? You know, just like, just the joy. And the funny thing is you heard Dean say how, like, he was mad that Ashley let JP take the free kick, the earlier one in the match. And so he was like, this time you better take it, Ashley. And the celebration is great. The togetherness on this team that Dino has instilled is just so nice to see.
I like seeing Teron get mad.
Yeah, yeah. And Teron being pissed is like cherry on top for sure.
That's
like,
great.
For sure. He had a rough night. I think he did. He saved own goal or almost – he saved them from an own goal, but then – and that was like a highlight of him like in the first half. But then everything pretty much went downhill for him from there. We've got more chatters and commenters jumping in. Thanks to my great friend, the Taco Slayer, Jorge Vargas, as he's known. Real name, Jorge Vargas, obviously. But he says Kalina is the GOAT, and we were going to be – we're going to show Kalina. We're going to talk about Kalina in just a minute here. But how about our great friend, Lad on Fire? I want to say, Lad on Fire, I think we were trying to get you some free tickets last weekend, and I didn't get the message that was your email address, so I really apologize for not being able to get you those tickets, but we hope to do it again in the future. You're one of the best commenters on all our live streams, and we cannot thank you enough for being here again, Lad on. So just, I think everyone was mad that Ashley let JTP take that free kick. Yeah, Dino was not alone in his anger on that one.
I agree. I think that sometimes Ashley just, he second guesses himself. He's trying to be too big of a captain. And you're just like, look, take it. Take it.
What'd you think of JP getting in? I mean, we heard Ashley mentioned Urine and mentioned, texted him. We heard from Dean later that Urine and felt his groin in training and is probably going to miss Saturday as well. He's had an MRI. So it could be a couple games. Are you comfortable with JP at that left back spot?
I wasn't, but I think he did a good job last night. And it looks like Dean's really happy with him. He says that JP's been giving Uronen a run for his money in practice anyway. So,
right.
I think you said it earlier that he would take – JP would probably take Privet's spot, but I think we're going to have him on the outside.
Well, I mean, yeah, JP loves – Dino loves a left-footed center back, which JP could be, but Pedro's also a left back at times. He's sort of that hybrid left back, center back. And I think the thing is, like, the other solution might be like Lindsay at right back and move Byrne over to left back, but I don't think Dean wants to do that. I think he really likes to keep his outside footed guys going, and I don't think Byrne wants to go over there. So as much as I love Jalen, I think it's JP's time, at least for the next match or two.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, one of the players of the year in MLS Next Pro last year.
Yeah, and on that note, Byrne was all over the place. Last night I rewatched it. I don't ever rewatch it, so Kara, don't listen to this. But I rewatched it, and Byrne saved Kalina a couple times. I mean, Kalina did a great job, don't get me wrong. But there was a couple times that Byrne was in that net, and had Byrne not been in that net, we might have had another story. So I think Byrne is a beast, little beast. Yeah.
Byrne is a beast. And shout out to Donna Hartman, who's watching live on Twitter X, who says she hopes Westwood plays till 40. I think we all hope Westwood plays till 40. Lad on Fire, I'm sorry I left you stranded uptown. I'll get you back. I owe you several of drinks of your choice, Lad on, for sure. Shout out to my good friend Daniel Brubaker from the So Rare community, who's on the stream. We love that. Thanks, Brubaker, for showing up. Same thing with Dunbar, who says, you know, the legacy promotions, JP, Privet, Pat, Petkovic, great record so far. What are you smiling about there, Bridget?
So, okay, everybody, just so you know, so you just heard the clip with Ashley before we got on here. He does talk about George. And so
yeah,
we wanted to know
he said, give George the assist on his free kick.
He said, give George the assist. George's been practice. So I asked him, I sent him a message, and I was like, are we talking about my George, my boy George Marks, or are we talking about somebody else? And he wrote back, there is only one George with hands in the air.
There's only one George Marks. There's only one George Marks.
So anyway.
Yeah.
So there you go. So he was talking about George.
I love it. And that's great. Like, it's so funny when you think like that's a captain's contribution to shout out his teammate like that. Cause like George Marks hasn't got playing time this year. He hasn't even really got playing time with the legacy. And George is a great member of this club. He has been for all 3 years. We all love George, and he just hasn't really gotten his chance because there's other people in front of him. I think there's probably for George to get playing time, he's probably going to have to leave Charlotte FC on a loan to like a USL club to get playing time. We don't want to sell him. We would like to loan him, obviously, so he can get some love. But like, he made a contribution. Ashley Westwood said George, who hasn't even played this year, but by putting in the extra practice with Westy on free kicks, helps contribute to a free kick goal that wins a match. Amazing. We love you, George Marks.
Well, and the cool thing about that is I send George a message every Saturday morning as well. And this past Saturday, I sent George, I did not know that Ashley was going to say this, but on Wednesday, I sent George one that says, I know it's tough that you're not on the pitch, but I heard that you're still a huge inspiration in the locker room and you're still making the best, you know, you're making the best out of it. And then to come out and hear Westy say that, it's kind of cool, you know, I just think it's neat.
I think it's so cool. It's hashtag togetherness. It's what Dino's been trying to build the whole time. Shout out to our commenters who are giving those legacy shout outs. I showed Charlie's comment earlier. Nick Hacer's on board says, can we please talk about Privet having the run of his life? Yes, Nick, we can talk about Privet having the run of his life. Joe Garcia, who I know is a big George Marks fan. Joe's participated in George's laundry project many times. And he says, is there another team that's had this many draft picks and next pro players on the roster contributing? I don't think so. I really don't. I'd have to do the research, but I think it's amazing. Privet is probably the standout almost because, I mean, he's been with the first team the longest. I think that Ajimong obviously has been a huge contributor. Wasn't great last night, which we will get into, but I'm going to change up the run now because of the way the commenters, this is a fan-driven show. We are, you know, here for people to celebrate this club and the fans. So I was originally going to talk about the bad first half sort of in my original rundown flow, but because people want to hear about Privet, let's just do the Privet. Let's just do the backline defensive thing. We're going to skip to that part. We also have a Kalina discussion on deck as well, but let's hear from Dino again about what he thought about the backline and the fact that we held Chicago to, they were never really even threatening.
It was almost as if we enjoy defending, so we keep giving it them so we can enjoy defending again. And as I say, I thought two centre halves and the back four in general never, you know, allowed them to see Cali too much today. They've had the header at the end and they've had the shot at the end. But other than that, I can't remember too many incidents that Cali was called on.
Here we go with here are the defensive stats as we start to look at them. I hope everybody can read this on their screen. It's a little bit small for me, but I have decent vision. So you can see Privet 11 clearances, you know, 2 for JP, 5 for Milanda, 4 for Byrne, and 11 clearances from Andrew Privet. He's having the run of his life. And what do you think about Privet? I've shown Privet like some like, but you've shown Privet some love. So like what, talk about your boy Privet.
I thought Privet we interviewed him last year. He was one of our first players that we interviewed on our show. And so he has a special place with us. But I just like the fact that he was willing to come out there and Latanzio wanted him to be a center back. He took on that responsibility and then he molded it into being something. And I remember you saying, I know me and you were going back and forth, and then you were like, oh, you know, JP's going to take his spot. And I was like, no, Privet's just going to keep on doing it. And so I know that's been something that you and I go back and forth. But I just think every week, Privet is getting better and better and better. Mm-hmm. And I'd be remiss if something happens to Privet. I think he got hurt on Saturday, and I was real.
He did, yeah. Night. He went down and needed treatment and had to come off. Yeah, I was a little scared. Bit worried about it.
Yeah, I was like, here comes Bill. But fortunately, he didn't get hurt. So,
yeah. I mean, look, you can see the 77% accuracy on his passes. He had no fouls. A little bit not great on the duels. Lost the fewest possessions lost on the back line. Did have the one big error that led to a shot, but the shot did not score, thankfully. I mean, everyone in the backline rating above a 7.0 is pretty nice on the Sofa Score rating scale. That is a tight scale. Foot Mob is the other rating scale that tends to rate people a little bit higher. So we're happy with what we're seeing there from everyone getting a nice rating. And it's great. And we love Andrew Privet. We are Penn State. I'm a huge fan of Shane Privet and the whole Privet family. Met them in Nashville just randomly. And they have a special place in my heart for sure. But yeah, I think it's great. And then you talk about when you get it, the only way to get three clean sheets in a row, when you do have those moments where the enemy does kind of get in your grill and get a shot off or whatnot, that's where Cali comes big. So let's look at Kalina's efforts here. The two big saves that Dino referenced, that's a nice header off a corner, you know, with 2 minutes left. He catches it. He's right in the perfect position. He made a tough save look easy there. And then this is moments later. I mean, this is right after that. Our boy Tehran finds himself. Tehran could have become the hero right there. Instead, Cali's massive with the save, and Tehran looks sad again. I absolutely love it. We love to see it, as the kids are saying these days. We'll just talk about what you saw from Kalina as I just replay some of these saves over and over again, and the commenters chime in.
I thought that Kalina did well. There was only one that I thought that Kalina, like that one that hit the crossbar, and we were just, you know, really lucky. But other than that, Kalina was on point last night. Mm-hmm. He didn't come out of the box too much. I didn't see him come out of his box too much.
There was one spot in the first half where he was way off his line, and Shaqiri tried to shoot the deep that he tried to do the Zellere on, like score from
and
near
midfield. And it bounced off the crossbar.
And it went over. Yeah, it went over the net. But Cali was back in time, I felt.
Right, and then right here, this is where we struggle in these last minutes, especially the extra time. And exactly. He made some crucial saves. He didn't get a yellow card, so I feel like I actually think he's getting better this year too. Maybe it's because he knows his contract's up, but
right, yeah, he's trying to stick around. He doesn't want to leave Charlotte either, or get
right. He's doing a great job, and so I know that even with they get wine on the back line, but he's not drinking right now, from what coach is telling us. So that's not what's motivating him. So whatever's motivating him, I hope it keeps it up.
How about this comment from just commenter of the year, Lad on Fire? I think Privet is a future captain of this team. He's the guy at home every night just grinding tape of the best center backs in the world, drinking wine on Dino's tab. I absolutely love that. And great, great call, Lad. And I don't know if Privet drinks either. I don't know if any of these guys are drinking too heavy in season.
No, he does. He said he did. We asked him after the game what he liked to drink. I don't remember if he specified it, but I think he does. He does. I think he did say he drinks the wine.
I mean, you asked me what I like to drink. Free wine is way high up on the list for sure. So most definitely.
All right.
Most definitely.
I don't know. Him and Bender probably have to compete with each other, because Bender's very analytical as well. So I think him and Bender mm-hmm. probably sit home and compete with each other on who can analyze the game more.
Well, you set up
or a perfect, make better bread.
You set up a perfect promo there, because if you are watching this show and you have not gone back to listen to the Ben Bender interview on Queen's Pitch, you need to do that immediately after this is done, because that was a great interview. And he talked about playing Ben at Maryland and Privet at Penn State. They played each other in college, and they played each other in like youth all-star teams in the same area. Like growing
he said
up.
Privet would always in Privet's team would always come back from late and win. And he did. I mean, so it's pretty funny. Yeah.
So funny that those guys grew up as kind of rivals, not like they didn't know each other super well, but like go listen to Queen's Pitch for the whole story. It's absolutely amazing for sure. I think Kalina's saves are amazing, and let's hear more from Dino about what he thinks about Kalina's efforts.
Yeah, he was called upon at the end and made two good saves. One from a header from a corner, one from a shot from the centre half where we actually should have had the foul. But he made a save in the first half, I think, from a wide angle as well. You know, he's doing very well at the moment. I think they're XG was 0.6 today. So, you know, they were shooting from areas where I expect him to save, such as the caliber of the keeper, and he's not letting us down. So he deserves that, you know, three clean sheets on the spin.
On the spin. We love that. One of the funny moments from the press, I chopped it off just for like a brevity's sake, but when Sam Spencer, the great Sam Spencer from Soccer Sheet and Y'all Weekly was teeing up that question, he was like, Dean, what did you think of Christian's performance? And Dean's like, oh, well, I thought Christian was doing wait a minute, who's Christian? It was pretty funny. He's like, I call him Callie. So, you know, I probably should have put that on the clip because it was a funny moment, but I tried to recreate it.
It was hilarious. Anyway. You didn't know who Christian was, okay?
You're right, yeah, who's Christian? Yeah, I was like, Christian Fuchs?
He was like, wait, I don't have a Christian on my team.
He's like, Fuchs is an assistant, bro. He wasn't out on the pitch, you know, but Brandon Davis, another tremendous friend of the show, one of the great dads of the show, one of the big hearts on the show, had a great conversation. Brandon Davis is someone who changed my mind recently on the rule change about the quote-unquote Enzo rule about the 2 minutes thing. He actually convinced me to switch my thinking on that, and I actually don't like the rule anymore, thanks to Brandon. And he was a big fan of your Bender interview as well. Brandon, little teaser, we're about 25 minutes into the show. We thank all the millions and thousands of people around the world who are watching on all the platforms. We're going to hear from Bender post-Crown Legacy game. Bridget was actually at the Legacy match on Wednesday night, and that's how we're going to finish things. For now, we're still talking the first team, Charlotte FC, because we're so happy, right? And I want to pop up the table, and let's look at the table a little bit here, Bridget, because it feels pretty nice to see us up there in fifth place, tied for fourth. We're only behind New York City on head-to-head because we have the same goal differential, same points. They were able to get that late goal against us that kind of – otherwise we'd be ahead of them, but and we'd be right up there. It's crazy to see Red Bulls, you know, doing so well when they really don't stand out to me that much. I need to watch Red Bulls a little bit closer, but it's really nice to see Charlotte. You know, I tweeted this graphic out earlier this morning on For the Crown Baby, and I just said – I had to quote my guys who was it? Is that Joe Cocker? Who's like, love lift us up where we belong. Where the eagles fly. I mean, it just feels good to be up at the top, right?
It does. I know, especially when you didn't think we were. And then we had those two losses that were really heartbreaking. And we were like, oh, man, here we go. I mean, this is going to not be fun. And then all our DPs have decided, I don't know what they're doing. So we're sitting
here. Who needs DPs anyway, right?
Right. Who needs them, right? And we're just a little engine that could. We're out there, like, just chugging along with our minimal played players that are – our youngins. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good feeling to be up. And you know, we got LA Galaxy coming in. We will talk them in a second just because they are a team that's on a run of three straight draws, and they're doing pretty good in the West. So it's a pretty big matchup. We kind of, you know, it's a little bit of maybe revenge. I think this is the first time that we've played Galaxy at home. We didn't play them last year at home, did we? So, like, from the, like, this would be a sort of a revenge game from the very first home match in club history that we lost, if I'm not mistaken. It's freaking Efren Alvarez, who's not even on the Galaxy anymore. Great quote from Dunbar here. Fifth with zero DPs is absolutely crazy. I completely agree. We can't wait for Liel Abada to come back. He's probably about a week and a half from coming back. And it's almost like we've kind of forgotten about Liel because he had the goal, which was clutch, but then he kind of had a bad game and he had a tough time in New England. Liel hasn't even really gotten going yet. So we have a lot to look forward to there because we know he's got class and there's DPs coming in. We had a comment earlier from the one and only Len Cornacchia. Any rumors surfacing about the summer transfer window? I don't have names for you myself.
I do.
You got some names?
Well, I don't know that these aren't valid. Okay. These are on the book of faces. This is the one I was telling you earlier. Someone said that this goalkeeper, Keylor Navas
from he's the Costa Rican national keeper. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that dude. They said that he's interested in Charlotte.
He's been playing at PSG, right? And he's splitting time.
He's been back up. My daughter said he's back up there, but I don't know. That was just a rumor. It's just a rumor, but that's probably not true.
Does he want to play for free? Does he want to play for a minimum salary?
I mean,
maybe.
Like Miami's done. I don't know.
I mean, what we're seeing from Kalina, I definitely would not like to see us spending money on a goalkeeper for sure. No. Is that the only name that you've got?
Yeah, that's not a real one. Yeah, that's the only one I've heard. I haven't heard any like for real ones.
No. I mean, that's, you know, if you hadn't had a reason to delete your Facebook account yet, I think that the fact that people on Facebook are posting Keylor Navas to Charlotte is definitely a good reason to delete Facebook tonight.
Hey, at least it's not Mbappe or something.
Thank you to Jorge Torres for being here. One of our favorite photogs on the scene. He said he confirms that, yeah, last year was Galaxy away in another galaxy. We got to beat Galaxy as they're coming in for sure. What I can tell you from a brief conversation with El Presidente, Joe Labou, is that Joe, you know, he keeps his cards kind of tight to his chest, but he said, He said, we are working on guys for the summer, and they're names people will recognize. So, you know, names people will recognize. I hope that's true because, I recognize a lot of names, but I'm wondering who people are that he's referring to as far as who they'll recognize. I think we're obviously going to be out for another number 10. I mean, Bender's going to get the chance to take that role. Brecht didn't really nail it down. Petkovic is in it, is in the mix. Bender had the great performance with Legacy. You know, obviously that's next pro, but it was raining. So, you know, give him some credit for sure. It's his first game back. Did he only play the 45 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah, so two goals and an assist in 45 minutes, pretty nice for Bender. We got more on him in a second. But I think a DP number 10 is a game changer for this team, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You told me Brecht was going to be our Kevin De Bruyne, so I'm still angry with you at that.
I believed in Brecht, and I was wrong. I'll always admit when I'm wrong.
I'll hold that against you, okay?
I've never been afraid to admit when I'm wrong in any part of walk of life. I actually kind of enjoy it because it means I learned something. So,
although Ashley is good friends with some of those guys over there. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. The other – there's a big name, Marco Reus. Marco Reus is a he's leaving Borussia Dortmund. You know, he's a World Cup champion. He's a guy that a lot of people would love to see come to MLS. He's a little bit older. He's right in that zone where he could come to MLS. I think he has connections to St. Louis. There's a lot of German connection in St. Louis. And I did kind of like laughingly, I saw Zoran the other night at the home game against Nashville. I hope I'm not giving too much away, but I was like, Zoran, Marco Reus, have you called his agent? Have you called Marco Reus's agent, Zoran? And he said, he's overpriced. You know, we don't want to pay too much for guys at the end of their career. So, hey, that tells me, you know, maybe going to get someone who's like really exciting and young would be good for sure. I love what Len's saying here. Are we going to sign the raccoon from the MLS game, the New York Philly game? That was what an absolutely epic moment. I wish I had that video queued up. I'd show it right now. But the raccoon running around the MLS pitch was absolutely amazing on Wednesday night. Talk about midweek madness. We got an update from Brandon here. This is Kalina's contract expires at the end of the season, club option. So, hey, maybe we do go get Keylor Navas and let Kalina go. I don't know if we want – if we can get Navas for less than we pay Kalina, I actually could see that, to be honest, and we decline the option. But I think
he's old, though. Like my daughter was telling me, he's 39, isn't he? Do we want a 39?
Yeah, he's old, goalie? Yeah. Navas is very old.
But
yeah.
The only thing I can say, if we got a 39-year-old goalie, then we can let George – come on. But, you know.
Yeah, I see Navas. A lot of times a player with a Keylor Navas profile is more likely to go to like the Argentinian league, but you know, what do I know?
More than me.
But yeah, that's where we're at on transfers. We can't wait to see like who's coming in. And Zoran had a quote we should mention, I guess, that if it feels like it's already happened, but like today it became officially official that Enzo's gone. Any thoughts on Enzo leaving and the flexibility that it offers the club for summer window?
I don't know. I'm not as mad at Enzo leaving. I'm not mad at him. I think he did it in the right way. He put the post up, thank you, Charlotte, mm-hmm. for all that. So I actually feel better about Enzo leaving than I did Carroll. I'm not a big Carroll fan anymore the way he did it. But Enzo did it, and I felt like the way he handled it, am I happy? I wish he would have done better. But if he knows he can't do it and he's not going to do it and he's not here with his whole heart, then adios, amigos, mm-hmm. and – let us do something better. So I give him props for that. Because that had to be a lot to say, hey, I'm giving up. I can't do it. Let me go somewhere else. And that's how I look at it, because he gave up here.
Yeah. I mean, shushing the fans was like not the best move for me. I know he's a guy that kind of wears his heart on his sleeve, much like me. So I can't be mad at him about that. But I do think that like when I think about it, that's a really good point that you made, which is like, and I'd love to hear from the commenters that are watching alongside the stream right now, which is like, who left better, Enzo or Carroll? I think the obvious answer is Enzo for me, because like Carroll was just like, he didn't even – did Carroll even thank the fans? I forget.
I don't think he can, though, because he's still on loan. So I guess you can't really say goodbye because you're still on the payroll. Well, I don't know how
say,
that works.
You could say
Charlotte didn't say goodbye time. To him either.
Yeah. No, we'll – trust me. We're pretty close to saying goodbye. Verona is like 90%, I think, to stay up with the way that the – I think they can clinch it. I thought they were going to clinch it last weekend. They'll probably clinch it this weekend. So – Brandon Davis, once again, Enzo and the team parted ways in the best way possible. I'll be a fan of Enzo unless he goes to Red Bulls. That is 100% true, Brandon. I agree. Nobody that goes to Red Bulls is a fan of mine. I mean, Lloyd Sam is about the only Red Bull tie-in that I could appreciate for sure, because I like Lloyd a lot. But Lad on Fire says, Kalina's going nowhere. The club is 100% taking that option. I think that's true. Novice rumors could just be a bargaining chip. Let's get back to the Chicago game. Just one last bit of sound and that I want to play, because as much as we love this win, as much as we love points on the road, it is Chicago. There, you know, if as I pop the table back up here, you can see Chicago down there in 14th point with a draw and four losses in their last five. They're two wins, four draws, and seven. They're a minus 11 goal differential. So beating Chicago, even though a road win is nice, beating Chicago is not really all it's cracked up to be. So let's there were some questions about Ajimong being an early sub, about him not having the best game of his career, certainly not, and really the whole performance of the team wasn't good. Let's listen to Westy and Dino one more time here about what they thought about the performance.
I thought Pat was excellent again. He was, and I said to him at halftime, don't get frustrated. You're gonna get this now. You're gonna be a marked man. So that's credit to you, what you're doing. So like I said, he needs to just keep improving, playing his football. And like I said, the guy was rolling around on the floor half the time. So Pat was doing a great job. And like I said, he's in there buzzing, and rightly so. He's been amazing. And just his character around the place is just, he's infectious, so like I said, he's got the world at his feet.
No, I just felt he was getting a little bit frustrated. He just got a yellow card. It seemed like him and their centre half were having some kind of personal battle, and you know, he probably just lost his concentration. So I thought it was the right time to get him off. You know, I wasn't happy with the first half at all. I thought we were very passive, looked a little bit lethargic. You know, but second half, I thought him and Nico pressed better, with more intensity, and forced them into mistakes.
That's probably our worst performance on the road, and we've come away with a win, which I said in there, they're the best wins when you're not at it. But the way this team works, the way the team works for each other, you've got lads coming off the bench who know the roles, everyone's willing to work hard. It's a testament to what we're building here. And like I said, everyone knows the role. We're a great bunch. Everyone works for each other, and that's what it takes to win football matches, especially away from home. So it wasn't our best performance, but we showed real character and a real grit to see the game out.
What do you think? Kind of a different take. Westwood's like, oh yeah, Ajimong was great. He gave them hell, and he really worked the center backs. Dino was like, yeah, he seemed like he got frustrated and let the one-on-one battle get too in front of his game, and I had to get him out of there with the yellow card. What do you think? What is this, the truth somewhere in the middle?
I think it's in the middle. I think he played hard. I think playing Tehran was tough for him because they're about the same size, and so he's used to playing like two or three little dudes on him. But Tehran was right up on him, and Tehran wasn't easy on him at all. He was giving him everything he could possibly give him. So I think that was part of it. But then I think him playing these many minutes like in a row is getting to him. He's not used to that. And so he got a little tired, and then he does get in his head sometimes. But I think Tehran was getting on him. I think that was mainly what it was.
Yeah, great call from a tremendous friend of the show, Matt Livingston. Dr. Livingston, I presume, big fan of yours. Always great to see you at a watch party on a match day. Can we get Aji 90-minute fit? Whoa, can we get Bridget 90-minute fit?
Sorry.
No, you're all good. Don't worry about it. But yeah, Aji runs out of steam around 67th minute. Is Matt's take kind of agrees with Dino there? Pat has turned in a full 90 before. It's not like he's never done it, but yeah, we definitely would like to see him 90 minutes fit. Although I don't mind Tiger or Yuri coming in at striker, you know, to back him up. Brandon Davis says, love Pat. We need a more experienced nine. That we have the two DP slots now, the Carroll slot and the Enzo spot. So like we could bring in a 10 and a nine, you know, striker and center attacking mid, creative midfielder, DPs, and really completely change the look of this. But I like, if Patrick can find his form, I do feel like it would be nice to like not have to spend one of our DP slots on a striker, but like get another sick winger or something like that, or like a box-to-box, you know, to stand next to Westwood at a DP level. Lad on Fire, King of the Long Comments, says, you know, marked man for sure. That's what Dino called Patrick. You know, if the MLS national podcast was giving Pat all the flowers, you know, that people have to game plan for him. And I like that for sure. Len Cornacchia says we need another nine. So, you know, we got a lot of mixed opinions in the fan base right now.
Can Bender be a nine?
I think he has been. I think Larry, being serious.
I don't know where
Larry
he fits.
Put him at the nine one time.
I don't know where he fits in. I do feel like he did well, you know, last night. So I feel like he could be there. I mean, if we don't want to get a DP nine, then we get a DP 10, then Bender's got to go somewhere, right?
Yeah, for sure. So just a quick take here, just like McLean Robertson, thank you for being here, says, is there beef between John Hayes and Danny Rimes? I missed the shows with both of them. I promise there's no beef whatsoever. I, in fact, called Johnny today and told him how much I loved him because he's just a great friend of mine. McLean does follow up with the caveat, love Bridget, though, obviously. We love Bridget, you know.
But we do love John and Danny. Yeah.
Johnny and I remain great friends. We've just had crazy schedules and, like, not to overshare or disclose too much, but I had a massive loss in my family recently, about 10 days ago. And it's been something that was happening over the course of the last month. So that's a lot of the reason why I have not been available. And then John's been, and then I was traveling and stuff like that. So shout out to all the people in the Charlotte FC community who have really made me feel a lot better about the insane loss that I recently suffered, including yourself, Bridget. I really appreciate it. And I'm doing the best I can. And the love and support that I've got, the support system I have has shown out in a very, time of grief for me and my family has absolutely been insane. For those who have not shown me love during this difficult time, fuck yeah. But how about Brandon Davis says, John versus Bram in a Texas death match. You know I'm going to win that because I'm from Texas. I'll win any Texas death match against anybody. So what can you do? I do want to, and then McClay, you know, again, I don't want mean to overshare. I didn't mean to, you know, have a serious moment there since I'm the jokester. But I figured I'd bring it up since just to point out there is no beef and I love John Hayes very much. It is kind of funny that you and I are on a show here together, Bridget, because like on your show, Kara's like the host, you know, Kara Hunter is like your host, sort of your straight man, straight woman, like plays it down the middle, keeps it clear, cool. And you're the jokester. And then like with this show, John is sort of like the host who like, you know, keeps the straight line going, and I'm the jokester who's always zigging and zagging. So it's fun. They put two jokesters together, but somehow
I was like, Danny, you're gonna have to be the John. I can't do it. I'm not the Kara. I'm not the John. I can't do it.
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best, John, as much as I can. Thank you, Pepe. Thank you, Reverend Burrow, Chris Gallagher, for showing love. Y'all are the best, and you're the only reason we've ever done this show is to give Charlotte FC fans the show they deserve. So. We had the comment there, give Bender a shot at creative attacking midfielder from Brandon. I completely agree. Bridget, you were on the scene in Matthews. You saw Bender get the two goals, one assist. Absolutely insane stuff. I want to hear your take on it. But first, let's hear Bender's take. You actually interviewed Bender after the match. So we'll hear that, and then we'll get some more extended thoughts from you right after.
Two goals and an assist. How does that help your confidence coming back from your injury?
Yeah, it was great. You know, getting that first goal was awesome. Just, you know, I was thinking about cutting it back onto my left, but I was like, you know what, why not just strike it and, you know, get a lucky deflection and the ball goes in, go on and celebrate. So, you know, I was happy to get that. Then the second one, you know, it was at the end of the first half and I heard the away fans chirping me. So I was like, you know, I gotta put one in. So yeah, definitely helps the confidence.
So do you feel like you're ready to come back to the first team now, or you need a little bit more time?
After tonight, mentally, I think I am. You know, that's a huge confidence booster. But physically, I think, you know, I would love to be on the roster as soon as possible, like for minutes, for, you know, availability. But realistically, playing, you know, more than 45 minutes, being out 7 months is... it's a bit of a stretch. So I think, you know, with time, that'll come. But yeah, I can't wait to get back to the first team.
Can't wait to get him back. I love, like, you think of Ben Bender and you're like, oh, this is just like, Ben Bender's just too precious for words. I mean, he's just a good person, you know, like on the interview you guys did with him, he talked about being a man of faith. He talked about how much he loves his wife. And you're just like, he's just like, you would never think of Bender as like a trash talker, but there he is on that. He's like, I heard the fans chirping and I just had to score on him one time. And then, it was a beautiful header, right? And then he did the Ronaldo celebration and all that. No, it's like, so Ben's got a little bit of an edge to him, I feel, that's a little hidden.
And they were being very rude to him. They said, they made the comment, And he says it later, but they said, you'll never make it back on the first team. You'll never make it back on the first team. And he turned around to him and said, I don't know what you're, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Y'all are down by 3 goals. And so then he went and scored. So, and then when he, if he, they didn't show up, but he turns around and he does, he puts his hands up and does this. So he's got it in him. It was really cute to see that. I was like, look at Bender trash talk.
Yeah.
We gave Enzo a hard time when Enzo did it a couple weeks ago after a big game. You know, Enzo was like, hush to the haters. But Bender was doing it to the away haters. So that was the difference. But it was just cute to see him, like, get into it. And he said that's what motivated him. So yeah. I was like, go for it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, anger is a gift. Anger is a strong motivator. McLean Robertson loves the idea of a trash talking Bender for sure. Thank you for all the chats, McLean. The most humble dude, we need to see corner flag kicks for sure from Bender, says Brandon Davis. Ladon says flat out good old talk on both sides. Love Bender even more for hearing that. Like, we want to see Bender as the Cam, you know. And Ladon also asked the question, wait, is Cam creative attacking midfielder or central attacking midfielder? Technically, it's central attacking midfielder, but that's a creative attacking midfielder is a John Hayes-ism. So me using creative instead of central is just yet more example of how much I love Johnny. And it's great. I think he has a very strong chance. He's going to get a run of a few weeks before the transfer window opens to stake his claim for that number 10 spot, right?
Yeah. And I wasn't sure. I thought he'd go out there and be a little tentative. I wasn't sure what he would do. He was very vocal. That was the one thing I text Kara at the very beginning. He was very vocal, telling people what to do, where to go, mm-hmm. how, you know, and being very involved in the game. It was really neat. You know how Bender turns his head a lot. So you're like, oh, mm-hmm. but he was doing that. Sorry, my cat's trying to climb a wall in here.
I love it. Do what you need to do. Muffin's a fan of the show. It's great.
Yeah. So then, sorry about that. I'm trying to get him out.
Live TV, baby.
No, he was very involved and he was very vocal and he was telling people what to do and you saw him in the middle of it. And then there was one time he actually took a very, you know, he took a fall, he slid and we were all like, oh my God, it was like the collective sigh, like, oh my goodness. But he popped right back up and, he kept going. So I think that his mind's there. And that was what I was worried about. I was worried that he's going to be scared to even get out there and run around on that leg. And it didn't seem to bother him at all. And at the same time, he was making plays happen, being very vocal, telling people what to do. And we need that.
Yeah. I think there was some concern when we all saw the forecast. It's like, oh, it's going to be rainy out there in Matthews, like, should Bender be playing, you know, but it seemed like it was all right. You felt like the conditions were okay for him to get out there.
Yeah. And he actually said as well, he said that he was glad that he got to play out there. He was glad he got to come back out there. It was better than coming back on turf because it was better. It was more conducive to his injury and feeling, you know, more comfortable. And I think that's what it really comes down to is him feeling comfortable when he gets out there because he doesn't want to injure himself. That's one of his big things. He even said that in the interview. He's very scared about that. So for him, it's just like, okay, what can I do? And he thought it was better to play on grass in his return, and he likes playing out there.
Yeah, isn't that what the kids say these days? Touch grass, I guess. I don't know. I'm not with the kids, unfortunately.
I don't think he says whatever the kids say. I'll tell you.
Right? Yeah, Bender is his own thing. Bender doesn't like keep track of like internet slang. What Bender does is just sit at home and bake bread. Which, you know, shout out Ben's Bake Shop. I hope you saw. Just scroll down to our shorts page on this YouTube channel if you're watching, because I put together a little shorts video about Dino commenting on Ben's bread and showed some of the pictures of Ben's bread on there. So, you know, give the shorts some love. But I think Bender's going to get in the starting 11 loaves of bread or not.
I tell him to give Bing some more bread as well. I did ask him if he was going to do that last night. And then it got Bender. And then you can't do it because then he starts talking about what type of bread. So then he's like, I make ciabatta and I make this. And you're like, okay, well, we were just... It's just a joke. Yeah. But Ben, he gets all serious about it.
Ben, if you're listening, Mindy, if you're listening, I'll take a loaf of ciabatta for sure. Or whoever's running the Ben's Bake Shop account. Give me, you know, I'll put in my order for loaf
really
of ciabatta.
He's really excited about that account too. He was talking, we were listening to Jose talk and he was in the background talking to Trent. He was so excited about that Ben's Bake Shop. He doesn't run it. It's one of his friends. Yeah. But he's so excited about his pizzas and if they flop or not. And he likes it.
I love it. Well, we love comments on these shows. Shout out to a couple first-time commenters. We're almost an hour in and people, you know, we're still getting some first-time commenters. Teddy Sheridan, love to hear from you saying the Bender Suey was a little cringe, the Ronaldo celebration. Just go back to kicking corner flags. I agree. Let's do corner flag kicks for sure. That would be a lot better. And then, Ryan Murray with a great first-time comment. Bender's such a mature young man. He's going to bring a lot to the first team this year. I totally agree. Now, McLean Robertson, the guy who thought maybe me and Johnny were beefing, which was pretty funny. I don't even want to address this, but I will. Instead of signing someone else, thoughts on bringing King Carroll back as a DP9? Not sure if he would, but would y'all be open to the idea hypothetically? For me, no. Carroll did not want to be here, and that's why I don't want him back. Add to that, he's not coming back. If Verona does somehow miraculously get relegated and not stay up, they got two games left in Italy, then Zoran has already told me to my face that we'll just sell him to somebody else. There will be a market for him. It's most likely that he's going to end up in Verona and stay there. I talked to President Labou. I said, Joe, would there anything, even if Verona's, you know, goes down, would we consider bringing him back? Or even if they stay up, could we cancel the loan deal? And he's like, it's not happening, Bram, so don't worry about it. Brandon believes, you know, no more Carroll. The ship has sailed. I completely agree. Swiderski could not make a team. Teddy Sheridan says he's barely held onto a squad spot in the bottom of Serie A. Yeah, exactly, Carroll. I would just, if I was talking to Carroll, if I had Carroll sitting across from me on a Zoom interview, I would say, careful what you wish for, Carroll, because you just might get it. And he's ended up in the bench in Italy. So he does come in. When he doesn't start, but he does come in, you know, and he did score a goal for them, and then they ended up losing. So I don't really care that much about Swiderski that much. We are pretty much done here. I want to thank everyone who's been participating. I want to thank you most of all, Bridget, for jumping in here, because I could not have done this myself. I like to hear myself talk, but, you know.
We talk all the time. I'm like, oh, well, yeah. We might as well do it on a show, right?
Exactly. Well, it's not the first time. You've been on our on a live pregame before. Now this is your first live recap. I have a feeling we got more collabs coming in the future for sure. I love working with you and talking to you and just joking about this team with you. It's been a pleasure here. We are on the match recap show. Westwood's banger secured the points. We have now won three wins on the spin, as the gaffer might say. And we got a big match coming up against LA Galaxy. It's looking pretty nice, I got to say. Like, Galaxy have drawn their last five are win, loss, draw, draw, draw. I think we have a chance to do it to it. I believe one of their strikers, Dejan Jovalic, is hurt. You know, we got to watch out for Ricky Puig, but it's supposed to be rainy in Charlotte. I think the rain will be gone by match day, but on a wet turf in a hostile environment, I don't see LA Galaxy coming in here and taking 3 points from us. Maybe, you know, four wins in a row. I'm pretty sure that would be the first time in Charlotte history. What do you think about this LA Galaxy match coming up?
I'm excited about it. I think we can win at home. I think it helps if everybody comes out, we fill the stadium up, get the, you know, they do enjoy us being behind them. But I'm not scared of Ricky Puig. He's still he's a little guy. We take care of little guys all the time.
Wow. Hey, it's not about size does not matter on a soccer pitch. Now, come on.
I have faith in our team.
Yeah. Here's a great question from Krista Gallagher. Anyone going to the Men in Blazers event tomorrow night at the French Quarter? I cannot make it myself, but I hope a lot of people, I hope they just pack Valhalla and I hope it's a standing room only crowd and overflow crowd, because I think it's really cool. I'm probably more of an old school Men in Blazers fan. I'm the punk rock guy. Like, I like to listen to stuff when it's new, and then when everybody gets on board, I kind of move on to something else. So I haven't been a regular Men in Blazers listener recently, but I do go way back with those guys, and I love what they do. I love their appreciation for the game, and I recognize they are a major voice that in the soccer world. And so the fact that Men in Blazers are coming to Charlotte, absolutely insane. I think that's a recognition of what we're building here. And it's like, finally, the national media is starting to take notice. It feels good, right?
Right. And Latin Fire says, how can you find out information on that?
If you go to Charlotte FC's Twitter timeline and scroll down, they retweeted a thing. It's basically, it's at Valhalla in the French Quarter. It is it's a tiny little bar, but there's a bunch of other bars next to it. And I just assume it's going to be sort of outdoor in the alley type of thing. The soccer soul of the city, even though I like to party at Hot Flag because I just love their beers so much. I'm always down for spending some time in the French Quarter at the soccer soul, whether it's Hooligans, Valhalla, or whatever. It's at 7 p.m. Just go uptown. I would recommend getting there early if you want to get inside. Like I would be there literally at 6, if not even 5:30. because Roger Bennett from the Men in Blazers is a very popular soccer commentator. He's a super funny guy. He's an author, written a great book. He's a Brit who loves American culture, kind of like Ashley Westwood, kind of like Dean Smith now. So that's a cool connection. And yeah, I forget that Ladon has no Twitter. He's smarter than all the rest of us, does not have Twitter. So go to Valhalla. I can't wait. The day I retire from all this media business is also the day I delete my Twitter account for sure. I think it's a net negative for society. There's some pros and cons, but ultimately we'd all be better off without it. And yet, got to use it because that's the best way to share media. So that's what I use it for. But I want to thank you, Bridget, again. I want to thank everybody as we approach the full hour mark here on this show. It's been a great one. It's been a very visual show, but I will, I love the audio only listeners too. So if you've been, if you're listening to this in the future after I finish here and then go publish this to the audio feed, we appreciate you just as much of those in the YouTube comments as well. And y'all are the best. The TIFOs make the world go round. Just can't thank y'all enough. And I think the best way to end this thing, Bridget, is to play the Westie goal again. I said off the top, play your best stuff. But I would love, as the guest, the tagline. I'd love to pass the tagline over to you and please.
Wait, what's the tagline? I don't know the tagline. Don't ask me that. For the crown.
The Twitter handle.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just kidding. It's for the crown, baby. For the crown, baby.
On the hour here in Chicago, Ashley Westwood!